بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيأتون عيسى فيقولون يا عيسى أنت رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه. Previously, yesterday we read where the people went to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to intercede for them on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Ta'ala must start the proceedings on the day of Qiyamah. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also excused himself and said that he is not in a position to go in intercede, make sifarish by Allah Ta'ala. And he told them to go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the people will go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَيَأْتُونَ Isa. They will come to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and say, Ya Isa, O Isa, أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. You are the Rasul of Allah. Amongst the Ulul Azam, that is the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, among them is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمَ. And you are that person, that you are the kalima of Allah, that is the word of kun. You were born without the source of a father. Miraculously, Allah Ta'ala had made you come into this world and you had no father. Just Allah Ta'ala said kun, we are in Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ruhum min, and a command from Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam just blew in her, and then she conceived and she bore the baby. So you are a great, you have a great, great special quality that you were not born from a father. You were born miraculously just from a mother, from the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَكَلَّمْتَ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ. And you spoke to the people when you were still in, when you were still a little child. You were just born and you spoke to people. As far as Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, and the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she came back to her people with a little baby, with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the people were all, they said, how can this happen? You are not married, you don't have a husband, how can you have a child? So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam said, so ask the child himself. Then, so to say, they said, you are one who can speak, you're a grown-up person, and you're not speaking. And this little newborn child cannot speak. How can we speak to, how can we ask him? He cannot speak. But he spoke, and he spoke in such a way that nobody could speak like that, how he spoke. And he said that, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the slave of Allah. And further, he gave more talks. And all this was amongst the few infants that who were just born and they spoke. But this is all miracles from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a newborn child does not speak. The child was just born and he spoke, and he spoke very clearly and very eloquently also. So, and further they will say that you are the one who spoke when you were still just a newborn child. اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Intercede for us by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. أَلَا تَرَىٰ إِلَىٰ مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Don't you see what great difficulties and what hardships we are going through? فَيَقُولُ عِيسَىٰ. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also will in reply say, إِنَّ رَبِّي غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلُهُ. That Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say that Allah Ta'ala has become so angry today that he was never so angry before. وَلَنْ يَخْضَبَ بَعَدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. And he will never ever in the future again become so angry. Allah is so angry and I'm not in a position to go and intercede by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ ذَنْبًا. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will not mention any error or omission which he had committed. That is, the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, due to their lofty position, though they did know, every Nabi was completely pure of sin. Even before his Nabuwat, he was completely pure of sin. And of course, after Nabuwat, there is no question whatsoever. But the little errors that they had made, little omissions, That also they regarded as sins, and they said we cannot go and intercede by Allah Ta'ala. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will not mention any of his what he thinks as a son. However, it comes in another narration that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say that people worship me besides Allah Ta'ala. And as it comes in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ, did you say to the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that they must worship me besides Allah Ta'ala? Like the Christians generally believe in Trinity, and that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is part of Allah Ta'ala, or some of them believe he is Allah himself, and he has got powers, he is the son of Allah Ta'ala. In the literal meaning they take it, and in that sense, so Allah will interrogate Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that will be also a severe matter on the day of Qiyamah. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be very concerned about himself also, and he will say also, Nafsi, 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 I'm worried about myself, I'm worried about myself, I'm worried about myself. Such great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they will be worried about themselves, what will be the condition of the rest of us, of the rest of the people on that day? Idhabu ila ghayri, go to somebody else. Idhabu ila Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this few Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the sequence is kept in order to show the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This whole narration is to show how great our Nabi is and what a lofty position he holds even amongst the other great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If they had gone directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then nobody should know. They should think that even any other Nabi could also intercede for us. But after going through all of them, and all of them said, we are not in that position. So this makes it manifestly clear how great our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, and how much we must make shukr to Allah that without our asking, without our being worthy, Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah let us honor this and respect this great honor which Allah has blessed us with, and live up to that position that Allah made us of the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.